He opened the door and strode quickly into the saloon. He stepped to the left, Pecos to the right, both men extending their guns out before them. They looked around. There were a half dozen tables and chairs just ahead of them and a crude bar with plank shelving behind it beyond the tables and chairs. A lamp burned where it hung from a ceiling support post in the middle of the room. A stairway ran up the right wall off the right end of the bar.
Cigar smoke.
There.
Slash followed his gaze to a table 10 feet ahead. A half-full whiskey bottle stood on the table. Two hands of cards lay face down on the table, the bottle between them. A shot glass stood near each of the card hands. One glass was empty, the other a third full. Near one of the card hands was an ashtray in which a slender black cigarillo burned. The gray smoke curled lazily upward into the saloon's musty air. A man's head and upper torso darted up from behind the bar on the bar's right end. A half a blink later, another man's head and upper torso darted up from behind the bar's left end.
Down, Slash.
As Pecos dropped to a knee behind the gambler's table,
I see him.
The two men behind the bar snapped rifles to their shoulders, and both of those rifles spoke at nearly the same time, one round pounding into the table behind which Pecos was cowered. The slug shattered the half-full shot glass and blew cards in all directions. The other shooter flung a bullet into the back of the chair behind which Slash just then hit the floor. As the chair flew violently back over his legs, Slash rolled up off his left shoulder and raised the six-shooter toward the man behind the bar's left side. Just as his opponent aimed down his barrel at Slash, Slash triggered his Colt. The man's hat went flying back off his head and into the dusty, empty shelves behind him. The man's rifle crashed, slug flying wide and plunking into the front wall behind Slash. The man pulled his head down behind the bar. Pecos aimed his gut shredder over the top of the gambler's table and filled the room with thunder. Buckshot peppered the bar and blasted several empty shelves off the wall behind it, evoking a shrill yell from the rifle-wielding devil on that end of the bar.
One of these Randys has a cannon.
I seen it, but it's only got one more load.
Plenty more in my pocket, friend. Besides, 12-gauge Buck don't see that spindly bar as no obstacle at all. No, sir, not at all.
A shrill, agonized scream rose from the bar's left side. It was followed by the heavy thud of a body hitting the floor.
Woohoo!
Pecos broke his smoking barn blaster open and plucked the spent shells from the tubes. The other man on the bar's right side jerked his head and rifled over the bar top, but before he could get off a shot at Pecos, Slash triggered his Colt twice. One of Slash's slugs had cut a nasty furrow across the man's left cheek, and the other had grazed his shoulder. Slash kept firing, giving Pecos time to reload his cannon, carving gouts of wood out of the bar and keeping the shooter pinned down. When Slash's pistol clicked on an empty chamber, he holstered it and reached for the other one. He'd only gotten half raised before. Pecos loosed an ear-rattling thunderclap again, blowing a large, ragged-edged hole in the front of the bar.
Woo-hoo!
Another ragged hole was blasted through the front of the bar.
Oh, ah, Jesus, stop! Help! Please help!
Slash looked at Pecos through the chalky cloud of powder smoke wafting around them.
You think you got him?
Pecos shrugged as he broke the coach gun again.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Slash heaved himself to his feet, wincing from the bruising he'd taken when he'd hit the floor after throwing himself around like a man half his age. He kicked a chair out of his way in frustration and lifted his head to cast a cautious gaze over the bar.
Sounds like it, but...
Stop. Stop it now, you hear? You got me. I'm done.
You sure about that?
Yes!